The Body of Christopher Creed, Disc 6.
Chapter 19. My mom was trying to cheer us up as she made dinner. She said the DA's office was having the computer disc shipped to a company in Silicon Valley, in California. The company had special technology that could determine what activity actually happened on the disc. They could determine if Chris's note on the disc had been either a save or a move, and on what day that activity had taken place. If the activity was a save, that meant Beau had something to do with creating or editing the note. We knew that wasn't true. If they could prove the activity was nothing more than a move, then it would support Beau's story, she said. The problem is we can't get the DA's signature until tomorrow. The shipping alone will take 24 hours, which will put us into the weekend. And they don't do analysis on the weekends, Mom said. They won't have a diagnosis until Monday, at the earliest. Tomorrow, they're sending Beau to the juvenile detention facility in Egg Harbor, just for safekeeping. That set Allie into one of her messes. My mom was rambling something about Beau being a juvenile, that they could keep him like that without actually charging him, something. I was trying to keep a long fuse, but Allie's crying all the time was getting me a little crazy. Mrs. Adams, I'm afraid of him being near Chief Bowen. Allie told how Beau had blurted out Chief Bowen's affair with Mrs. McDermott to Renee. I'm afraid Chief Bowen will do mean things to Beau for telling his kids. Things that have nothing to do with Chris Creed being gone. I didn't know what to say. I was way lost on this business of Mrs. Creed taking her life out on an innocent kid. After dinner, I went up to my room and just lay there, vegging. The whole thing was reminding me of this Bible story Leandra had told me one day. The Bible stories she had learned in her childhood were scarier than the ones they taught in my church. Ours were about Jesus loving all races and kids and nice stuff like that. In her church, they told kids what could happen to you if you died a heartless snob. This rich guy had died and gone to hell because he had been all heartless to the beggars and poor people. When he got there, he pleaded to God that he wanted to appear as a ghost and tell his relatives to clean up their act. God said to him, "Even if you went back as a ghost and told the truth to their faces, they would not believe you." I had thought that was a far-fetched story, until now. There were blank spots where I must have dropped off to sleep that night without realizing it. But I would come out of them and look at the clock when I did. No more than half an hour ever passed.